Chairman of the committee set up to investigate the bribery allegations in Parliament, Joe Gatto, says at their last sitting, three persons in the name of MP for Boku Central, Mahama Yariga, MP for Aswase, Muntaka Mubarak, and Minister for Energy, Buache Jaku, were invited to testify at the committee's hearing. However, proceedings have been halted till Monday as another member of the House, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, who is MP for North Tongu, expressed his intentions to appear before the committee.
Lord, the motion, which was on the order paper for Tuesday, 14 February, to replace Honorable Amapoma Boate, member for Drabin, with Honorable Abner Drowa Minsa, member for Aseh North. The Honorable Member for Drabin has returned. She's with the committee now. Her absence did not compromise the work of the committee in any way. The committee had a quorum, and we have asked the member for Aseh North to become a friend of the committee and sit with us for the proceedings. So we have extended an invitation to her to sit with us. Even though every member of parliament is entitled to come to the committee sittings, it is only the five members who will participate in terms of asking questions. There have been some developments since our last sitting. We indicated at our last sitting that we will be inviting three more witnesses today. Honorable Ayanga, who is now back in the jurisdiction. Yes, I think he's present. Honorable Mutaka Mohammed and Honorable Ajakum. However, between then and now, we received correspondence from lawyers of a member of the appointments committee, who is also a member of parliament, who intends to appear before the committee, or wants to appear before the committee.
He added that all members of the House who wish to appear before the committee should not hesitate to alert the clerk of the House. Mr. Joe Gatto urged all the witnesses to be on standby as they will be called to testify on Monday.
We have directed that the verbatim report should be given to the persons who we have mentioned that will be calling, namely Honorable Ayaga, Honorable Mutaka Mohammed, Honorable Ajaku, and Honorable Okudzeto Ablakwa. We are also saying that if anybody, any member of the appointments committee wants to appear before the committee, he should not hesitate to get in touch with the clerk. They are all members of parliament and they know how to get in touch with the clerk. Because we are now supplying this information to them, we will not continue sitting today. I just want to also order further that Mr. Osel also referred extensively to the day that the report concerning Mr. Abuachaja who was taken. I further order that the clerk makes that available as well to all members. You remember, you recollect that he said they went into conclave. And when they came back, he said certain things. He moved his motion, he said certain things. So I've seen a copy of the Hazard, but that is also made available to all the members who are going to be called. Unfortunately, we have to adjourn proceedings so that justice is not only done, but manifestly be seen to have been done, even though we are not a court of law. Next week, all the witnesses should stand by for Monday. On Tuesday, I believe, is a State of Nation address. So Tuesday is out, but Monday, all the witnesses should stand by. And you serve them with a copy of the proceedings. And Honorable Joe Osewusu made reference to the certain things that happened on that day. You serve them with a copy of the official report also.
That was the chairman of the committee set up to investigate the bribery allegations in Parliament, Joe Gatto.